Welcome back, guys. We are going to be doing another movie today, and we're going to be looking at, obviously, what you're seeing on your screens, the horror thriller, highly anticipated movie, Abigail. Now, I know a lot of people were looking forward to this film. They were like, okay, how's this film going to go? And how is it going to be a good film? Is it going to be a bad film? Is it going to be a cheesy film? Now, I feel like that this film mixed a lot of characteristics from different movies and also if we're going to be liking the characters, if we're going to be hating the characters, and what exactly we're going to be doing. Now, I actually enjoyed this movie. The entirety of this movie is wrapped around, obviously, the character Abigail, who is a seemingly innocent 12-year-old ballerina who is taken hostage by these individuals, and they have different skills. And then when they do, they soon realize that they are not the hunters, that they are the prey. And the hunter is actually Abigail in disguise as a however old vampire who tricks these criminals into basically being her food. And what happens is they all realize they have different skills. They try to learn about each other, even though they show up to this house and they're given fake identities so that way they know what to call each other. They're supposed to stay there for 24 hours and get paid $50 million. Now, Abigail's father is this unknown billionaire tycoon, but then we figure out that he's actually a mob boss, and that is her father, and that realized that Abigail is a vampire. Now, we have different characters in here. We also have, of course, Melissa Barinet, who played as Joey. She's been trying to kill it in the horror industry yet again since her being let go by Scream, so I think she did very good with this role. She is a recovering addict who was in the military. She got out of it due to that issue. We also have Catherine Newton as Sammy, who is the hacker of the group. And then we have Karen Durant's character, who was the muscle of the group, named Peter. Then we have Dan Stevens as a caterer. And we also have, of course, we all know who plays Lambert. This guy's legendary. And then we have the deceased Angus Cloud played as Dean. And then we got William Callett as Rickles. And we also have a couple other characters. Now, honestly, this movie had a mix between, I feel like, if Megan meets Fright Night, the new version that had Colin Farrell in it. That's how I feel like this movie went. Because it made you feel, this is not a scary film. If you like scary films and you like to be scared, it may scare you. But this film, actually, I was laughing at certain points. The whole, like, oh my god, we kidnapped a vampire ballerina. Or you got Cameron Durant's character trying to run. He's like, she's like, well, like, where are you? He's like, I got a vampire on my ass. It's just things like that that made me enjoy this film. There was a, like, horror, a little bit of comedy, a little bit of thriller. There was action in here. I think they did well with the vampiric forms. It made it feel like I said, Fright Night and 30 Days a Night in a way, with the way they did that. They kept it very normal. So if you are going to turn a human into a vampire, there are two different ways you can do that. You can make them a puppet, which we see later on with Abigail does to one of the characters, as well as also bite them and then make them drink your blood, and then they become a whole different kind of vampire. You pretty much just sire them, like we've seen in other movies and television. Now, Abigail, she comes across as a very innocent 12-year-old, but again, we all realize, okay, this is not an innocent 12-year-old. This is a monster. This is a deadly creature that can kill me, that can rip me apart and just, devour whatever of my organs. I mean, it was really crazy because I know a lot of people were upset due to the fact of, oh, well, you showed the entire movie in the trailer and the little girl's a vampire. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay. Whether it was done on purpose or done by accident, I think that was a very good plan due to getting people invested in this film, because it's something different to the fact of having something seem innocent that's actually very deadly. And the way they wrote this and the way that they came across with this, I think they did a very good job. There was a lot of, writers and directors from, the Scream franchise to other franchises that we've seen, and I think that's why it did so well, especially ones that are, have done different horror movies. And I think that's why this works so well. But Abigail as a whole, I think it delivers a lot of mix between comedy, horror, thriller, suspense, as well as action, adventure, something that makes you keep invested. I was not bored throughout this film. I will say some characters got killed off a little bit quicker than what I originally thought. And also at the same time with this movie, I think that it leaves room for a possible sequel. Because due to spoilers ahead, we only have one survivor, which is Joey, because we have the one that's the cop. He gets transformed into a vampire by Lambert. They both die, and it's up to Abigail making an alliance with Joey to save herself, so that way they can file alongside each other, and then she'll allow her to leave. But as soon as they win, you see Abigail's father show up, and a lot of people are speculating, oh my god, is this Dracula? Is this Dracula? It very well could be this version of Dracula. This version of Dracula could just be a mob boss, and he has a daughter that's a vampire as well, because we saw a lot of history in the walls of this home. It was a very old antique home that there was a lot of secret passageways, doors, and a lot of history within this house. And it could very well be that Abigail, as well as her father, are thousands of years old, or 1,000 years old, or however you want to describe it. And if they make another one, I wouldn't mind if they did, due to the fact of give different characters, but don't have them maybe live. I don't know. It'd be different to kind of see what exactly they can do in the future for this possible franchise, but or it could just be a one and done film. I'd be fine with that too, because sometimes sequels don't always go as well either. But overall, guys, I enjoyed Abigail the movie. Let me know if you guys did too. What'd you guys think about it? Did you guys keep invested? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Either way, let me know what your thoughts are about it down in the comments, and I'll see you as always on the next one.